our man with all the New Zealand racing news. Mick Guerin joins RSN's Racing Pulse.
Good morning to you, Mick. Apologies, we've only got a couple of minutes this morning because we've had the great Peter Moody and Mick Price reliving the final days of training here at Caulfield and all the great memories they've had. So apologies, because I know it's a big weekend in harness with the Inter-Dominion kicking off and there's some good racing in New Zealand as well.
No problems. I saw some of the content with Moods and Mick online yesterday. What wonderful stories they are. And I don't know why I'm sad Caulfield's closing as a training precinct, but I am, for some reason. You're right. Harness racing has the Inter-Dominions resuming on Saturday night. So this is in Sydney at Menangle. No Inter-Dominions last year, Mickey, because of COVID, obviously. It's a series that hasn't drawn the wide range of horses you may hope for. It's fallen for a whole lot of different reasons. The Kiwis struggle to get there because of COVID and getting home. A lot of the Victorians either don't have horses good enough to go or don't want to travel for the heat because they head to Bathurst next Wednesday and Newcastle on Saturday. Ironically, next year when the series goes to Victoria, they'll travel for all three heats, so they better get used to it. And to be honest, Team McCarthy just cast a shadow over the series. Belinda McCarthy, who's Luke's wife, who trains the team, and Luke, who obviously is part of that process and drives them, they're going to dominate not only Saturday night. I think they clean sweep Saturday night. I think they win all three pacing heats. I think they dominate. There's a multi-bet there. And I reckon they'll dominate the series to the point where I find it really hard to make a case that something could beat them. I'm not saying it's impossible, but maybe a triple weight or a Max Delight with the right type of run. But, Nicky, I'll be stunned if in 2.5 weeks' time we're not talking about Luke McCarthy driving the Inter-Dominion winner, which more than likely will be King of Swing. He'll win on Saturday night. It's going to take a pretty good horse to beat him during this series.
Yeah, well, he's $2.20 now. Is that about his right price?
He might start odds on in the final, and he could even start $1.40 because they might have four horses in the final. I just can't find a horse to bet against him, and I don't want to start making things up for the punters so I sound like I'm original. I think he'll win. I think he'll win.
Is that...
I think he'll win all three races this week. I think they'll win the King of Swing, Expensive Ego, and Spirit of St. Louis this week, and it's $1.28, $1.65, $2.70. So make of that what you will. You'll get about $5 for your all-up.
All right, I like it. That's our all-up of the week. Mick, we'll have more time next week. Enjoy the first series of the Inter-Dominion, and we'll catch up next week for it all.
Look forward to it. Hey, can you steal something from Caulfield for me as a memento you can give to me in February? That's just something small. I don't know, like the trainer's hut or something like that, Mick.
Yes, excellent. I'll bring Mick Price's coffee mug for you. Good on you, Mick.
Talk next week, Michael. Cheers, brother.